This is the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Eat, Drink, DFW from the Dallas Morning News is made possible by Central Market.
Hey, North Texas food fans. Eat, Drink, DFW from the Dallas Morning News is back. We took a little hiatus, but now your fun food crew has returned to dish every week on the local restaurant scene, food and drink trends, cooking and shopping tips, and, say it with me, unpack everything that makes North Texas one of the most vibrant, diverse, and ambitious food scenes in the country. I'm your host, food editor Aaron Bookie, and I'm here with our reporters Sarah Blaskovich, Claire Baller, and Imelda Garcia. And double bonus, we have a new producer and a social media coordinator that we'll introduce to you. We'll also be catching up on the best things we ate during the break. It all gets started right after this.
Central Market is really into food, like fish flown in so fresh it still has jet lag into food. Our sourdough starter has been around since grunge was a thing into food. We're talking more prime cuts than a greatest hits album into food. Central Market is really into food. If you are too, then we're the HQ for you. Whether you're a make every recipe in the cookbook foodie or a my favorite recipe is reheat type who just digs the delectable, no place makes every day more delicious like Central Market. Really into food. Shop now at centralmarket.com.
Welcome back, everyone. For the latest food and restaurant news, be sure to go to dallasnews.com/food. And please tell us how much you love us being back at eatdrink@dallasnews.com. If you have anything you'd like us to talk about, tell us. Y'all, I am very happy to be back. I've been holding back all of my food opinions for like months.
I know. Where do you put them?
I don't know. I feel like I don't even talk to you guys. I don't know if I talk to you on this podcast. So we have a lot of food opinions coming up and things that we've missed. But before we catch up, we wanted to introduce you to some new names and voices. We said farewell to producer Julie Fisk in January. Aw, and we miss her very much. She left us for Dr. Phil. But now we have the awesome Billy Kidd as our new producer. Hi, Billy.
Hey, it's so great to be a part of this. I know Julie was awesome, and I have some big shoes to fill.
Welcome, Billy. He is a longtime radio professional who has an amazing voice, as you can hear. And we also have Carmina Tiscareño as our social media coordinator. She is super stylish and fun, and she also loves food.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Carmina. Okay, so one thing we do when we have new people on the podcast is we have them share their favorite foods. So this can be anything you grew up loving that your parents made you, sort of a nostalgic dish, or just a favorite restaurant in the Dallas area that you go to all the time.
Or some recipes that you want to share with us.
Carmina?
I hate cooking. So. But I really, obviously, I'm Mexican. So by default, I like Mexican food, but I'm always craving Asian food. So Vietnamese food, Thai food. I'm probably going to go get ramen tomorrow. That's what I love. And then my guilty pleasure is hot Fritos. They are so good. I could literally eat a bag, but then my stomach hurts. So I try to, you know, be cautious with that.
Hot Fritos.
Is that like hot spicy Cheetos? Different, but Fritos.
So good. Yeah. Delicious.
Carmina, this is very important to this podcast. Where do you stand on Flamin' Hot Cheetos?
I think they're great, but I like hot Fritos much better.
Sounds like we're going to need to have a tasting.
Sure.
A taste off. A spicy chip off.
As a Mexican, I need to ask, Carmina, do you put some Valentina on your hot, flaming hot Cheetos?
No.
Oh, that's so bad.
I'm sorry. I know people do that, but I just, it's too much for me.
Yeah, we have to make a tryout or something.
I think I would rather eat natural spicy salsa, like made by someone, then like, you know, I'm already getting the artificial spice. I don't need to add more artificial spice.
Okay, Billy, how about you?
Okay, does Dairy Queen count?
Yeah,
no,
absolutely.
Probably not.
Absolutely.
After the pandemic, I actually didn't go out to restaurants quite a bit. I got an air fryer at home.
Oh.
So I started cooking a lot more. And, you know, just like chicken and steak bites and salmon and different things like that. So that's basically what I eat. My wife really likes when I cook, you know, so I've been doing a lot of that rather than going out.
Oh, that's awesome. Do you make Dairy Queen steak bites in your air? Is this what we're talking about?
I wish.
What's your favorite thing from Dairy Queen?
I like the blizzard. I mean, you can't beat a good blizzard or a milkshake.
Absolutely. And I grew up on Dairy Queen. It's the Texas stop sign, right? Like, so I grew up on blizzards. And if I need to get my 10-year-old to do anything, I will bribe him with a dipped cone from Dairy Queen. So Dairy Queen absolutely counts.
Obviously, where we are all from influences so much of what we love about food. What are your backgrounds? Where are you guys from? And how do you think that's impacted how you eat today?
So I was born here in Texas, Fort Worth. Hello. Mm-hmm. But I grew up in Mexico. So I'm really used to, I guess you could say, like home cooked meals. So whenever I go out to eat, which I think is why I like Asian food, because like I want rice in my food. To me, I'm really sorry, this is a hot take. Pizza is not food for me. Like,
whoa.
I know.
Whoa.
I know. So I think it's just because I was raised in Mexico. And so I was used to, you know, having rice and like veggies. And so I think even like when I was in high school, like my friends would go eat fast food. And I'm like, I just like, I'm not craving that. So I think that has a lot to do with like the dishes that I pick, which is why I like Asian food and even like Italian food too as well.
What about you, Billy?
Yeah, I was born in Fort Lauderdale. So I really enjoy seafood. And then I moved to Colorado when I was very young. And in Colorado, for the Mexican food, for a burrito, they smother it in green chili. I don't know if you're aware of that. And it's really good. And they don't do it around here in Texas. So I kind of miss that from Colorado.
I love that. I want that right now. Burrito smothered in green chili.
Billy, you said you were born in Fort Lauderdale and you love seafood. And I thought you were going to say spring break, because that's all I know about Fort Lauderdale.
All right. Thank you, Billy and Carmina, for being here. We're super excited to get this back off the ground. And so we've been on hiatus for a few months, and I think we've eaten quite a bit of things on the break. And now we're going to talk about all the good stuff we ate that we haven't told you about yet. Sarah, I know you had a long list. I had like one on my list, and like Sarah put like 12.
And I'm not going to mention 12, but in order to think about the best food I ate, I think most of you probably just naturally like think and then are like, oh, of course, that one thing that I loved so much. Instead, I went to my phone and I looked at all my pictures.
Yep. Between, I just did this too.
Yeah, May 1st and call it January 1st, and then got incredibly excited about, man, I ate a lot of food in those couple of months. And so I will start. I'll give one and then I want to go around. And if there's time to go around a couple times, we can. On Saturday mornings, my family, we live in East Dallas. We like to walk to Cafe Duro on Greenville Avenue. And they have an Italian sausage kolache that is so perfect. And it is a larger sausage inside, almost like the size of a hot dog, wrapped in this beautiful house-made pastry. And I could eat six of them, but instead, my husband and I get one and split it in half, and we drink our 007 coffees, which is a heck of a lot of espresso with a little bit of sugar, and we eat half of an Italian sausage kolache. And the children, because it's Saturday morning, usually get like fresh baked chocolate chip cookie or something, because I have no spine when it comes to what they want to eat. And it's just a wonderful way for us to start our weekend together, and I love that Cafe Duro kolache. What about you, Imelda?
Oh my God. I think I tried the best tacos in DFW.
Oh.
Yeah. This is a place called Los Primos. Los Primos means my cousins in English. So they are from Monterrey and they sell this kind of chicharrón. It's like a pork belly, but with a lot of meat like that. And they sell tacos of it, but they do something like every Mexican people knows. And it's sopita de fideo. It's like this soup that your grandmothers make every time you go and visit them, but with chicharron. Oh my God, it was amazing, guys. You have to go.
And where is this restaurant?
Okay, this place is in Northwest Dallas, and it's a really small place surrounded by all these factories and warehouse and things. So they open at 6 o'clock in the morning. So every worker there goes and can have a big breakfast, you know, before work. And they stay open until I think 7 p.m. So they have a lot of tacos to offer and a lot of sopitas. You have to go, guys. It's really amazing.
Okay, awesome. Field trip.
Yeah, field trip.
What about you, Claire?
Oh, man. Okay, well, I did the same thing that Sarah did. I went back in my phone and looked at all the food photos I have, which, by the way, it's so helpful for me, especially being in this job, to take pictures of every single thing I eat. And it's great now with technology because you can just like type in sandwich into the photo app on your phone.
It's
and it
amazing.
Will pull up every sandwich you've ever eaten. It's yeah. awesome. Or at least that you've ever taken a picture of. Okay. So for me, I was recently in New York and I finally went to one of my bucket list restaurants, which was Via Carota in Greenwich. And it was everything I hoped it would be and more. And they have a charred leek dish on the menu. I did not go there thinking that leeks would be the thing that would have stuck with me the most there, but they were phenomenal. I mean, it was like one of those moments where you take a bite and like time stops for a bit. And then best thing I've eaten here in DFW recently, the thing that I still think about regularly is the pistachio croissant from Lubella's in East Dallas. It is so good. You need to like a filled croissant to like this croissant, though. It has a pistachio filling in it that I think is divine.
I would like to hear from people who don't like a filled croissant.
Same.
I would take issue with that.
Yeah.
A croissant is great. A filled croissant is better.
And it's got the crunchy stuff on top and the soft filling inside. It's like it hits every textural note that you would want a filled croissant to hit. So that is a standout for me in the past few months. Erin?
Okay, so the best thing I ate over the break, I live in Plano, and for everyone living in Plano right now, I feel like we have our own version of Jimmy's food store now.
Really?
Yes. It is called Enzo's Deli. It's actually right by Seabreeze Fish Market in Plano, like south of Spring Creek. Seabreeze Fish Market is right next to that new speakeasy.
The Wilfred.
Yes, the Wilfred. And Enzo's is right next door to them. And so they have all of these amazing sandwiches, similar to what you can find at Jimmy's. And then they also have like handmade pastas, sauces, and things like that to go. So it's like a little bit of a market also.
Cool.
Sarah, do you have any more from your list of 12?
Yes. And I won't go through all of them, but I am still so excited about a couple of things. The cocktails at Bar Colette in Dallas's West Village are next level. I'm very excited about that place. And that restaurant group is going to be doing more things in the coming months and years. And I'm very interested in that too. But I wanted to mention, since Claire mentioned her New York City best bite, when I was in Houston recently, we stopped at a place called Badalina Bakery, which I think it's run by an Israeli family, and they have pastries, the most beautiful pastries I've almost ever seen. And we got four or five things, but the cardamom bun from Badalina Bakery just totally blew my mind. And this little shop is really teeny. So like we sat at a small two-person table, almost on top of the next person at a small two-person table on their computer. There is a nice little patio. But I also wanted to tell our Eat Drink readers that this weekend I'm going back to Houston and I'll be eating at Blue Dorn, which is a very well-known high-end restaurant in Houston. And we have a whole plan of where else to eat, but Houston is a place that we visit a lot and don't always get a lot of time to eat at exciting restaurants. So I'd love to know at eatdrink@dallasnews.com if any of you listening have a lot of experience eating in Houston. I'd love to know where you like, and I'd love to report back on Blue Door.
Central Market is really into food. Like when we say cheese, it's in 12 languages into food. Butchers, bakers, and sushi roll makers into food. We're talking so obsessive about quality you can shop blindfolded into food. Central Market is really into food. If you are too, then let us turn your shopping list into a treasure map. Get inspired, get adventurous, or just get a chef-made dinner when you've got more taste buds than time. No place makes every meal more amazing like Central Market. Really into food. Shop now at centralmarket.com.
We've talked a lot about restaurants, but I'd love to know if you cooked anything, guys, that you're proud of.
I recently bought Dan Pelosi's new and first cookbook called Let's Eat. He's a like food content creator and recipe developer in New York. And
he's not Nancy's
he is
family
not.
Member?
He's not.
Okay.
He goes by Grossy Pelosi. and I think it's an endearing nickname he got at some point in his life. And so this is his like debut cookbook, and he comes from like an American Italian family. And as I was flipping through, the first thing that jumped out at me was this manicotti dish with pink sauce, which doesn't sound like the most appealing thing, pink sauce, but it's basically like a vodka sauce. It was so good that I had to like not eat the whole thing after it came out of the oven. Mm. And it was like, okay, this is going to be in the rotation for like one of those comfort meals. I'm going to make it for some friends who just had a baby. It's like the best like comfort food, easy to make, easy to assemble kind of thing, like perfect for that kind of thing. So
cheese-filled manicotti?
Super, super cheese-filled.
Mm. And nothing else, right? No vegetables, protein?
Some spinach inside with the with the ricotta. And then the sauce is great. It has a lot of shallot in it and a lot of cream. There's a lot of dairy. If you don't eat dairy or it doesn't sit well with you, do not eat this.
Got it.
That reminds me, we also cooked something recently from our friend Priya Krishna's new book, Priya's Cooking Adventures.
Mm. This is the kids' book?
Yeah. Yes, this is the kids' book. So this book actually just recently came out, and she had a bunch of kids as food tasters and testers and things like that. And these are all recipes that kids can make, or, I mean, really adults who have never made stuff before. You know, I was like, this is great even for me. And my son has been super obsessed with dumplings lately. Like, he is dumpling obsessed. Like, I have tried every single frozen dumpling that exists on the market. Those Mila dumplings that you see all of the ads for, we've tried those. Those are really good. We've also tried H-E-B dumplings. Sprouts has some good frozen dumplings, chicken and pork and veggie. Oh, and also Hello Dumpling. I took him there for the first time the other day, and he was like, his face, like he had his eyes closed the entire time he was eating.
Did you do pan fried dumplings?
He wanted the steamed and boiled.
Mm, okay.
So he likes them softer so he can put the entire thing in his mouth.
Making sense.
Yes. Yes. So shout out to Hello Dumpling. It's a wonderful place. And we also got him a lemonade with boba. So he was like the happiest child.
That sounds great.
Happiest child ever. But anyway, there is a recipe for dumplings in Priya's book. So I was like, hey, how about we actually try to make these? I had never made them before. I was scared too, because they looked like they would be difficult. And you always see, you know, a lot of the dumpling makers, they've been doing it like 30, 40 years. And, you know, they're craftsmen with like folding the dough and things like that. So I'm like, oh no, this is going to be impossible. They're actually really, really super easy. You just make a filling of like pork and cabbage, and you get little dumpling wrappers and put them in the middle and then pinch them and boil them. Like, it's really super easy and fun. And I highly recommend making your own at home. It's a fun project for adults and children both.
Did you get some artifact to make those?
Because another kitchen gadget?
Yes.
No, I did not get another kitchen gadget.
Oh, that's a callback to all of Erin's crazy adventures. Yeah. If you haven't listened to the earlier podcast, probably at least once a month, she talks about some wacky kitchen thing that she bought and tried with her child.
Yes.
Yeah. Wait, you told me yesterday about a new kitchen gadget you recently acquired?
I got the little egg steamer that you can steam like 6 eggs in.
I have that.
You can make like hard-boiled eggs, soft-boiled eggs. There's even a little insert if you wanted to do a scrambled egg or some like mini omelet. Like, I love the thing.
Oh, that's
By
cool.
any chance, is this the penguin thing?
It looks kind of penguin-y. Oh, yeah. It's got like a black bottom and a little white top.
Like a penguin, yeah.
It looks like a penguin. And we still do use the Sushi Bazooka. Highly recommend the Sushi Bazooka.
I love that name.
Even though I'm totally running out of space in my kitchen.
Wonder why.
Speaking of cooking with kids, I've got one other thing on my long list. We made carrot top pesto with my 7-year-old because she grew carrots in the elementary school garden, and she brought them home. And this should surprise no one, but we are that family who like makes a whole thing out of a kid bringing carrots home. I love the idea. I think that's cool. It's science and it's cooking. I want her to feel like cooking is accessible to the food that she has just learned how to grow. Funny enough, we didn't actually immediately roast the carrots. I thought, what can we do with the carrot top? Because Haley loves pesto. And so we made a homemade pesto with those carrot tops, and it was the most vibrant green color. And she was so proud of herself. And there's a little lesson there that you can use all the parts of the vegetable. And I was really proud of that. We figured out how to put that pesto on pasta. She even, you know, like grabbed a little cracker to try it. And it's pretty darn good on a cracker or on a carrot, of all things. It was really special. And we will continue to do that when they bring home stuff from the garden.
I love that so much. And I love the idea of using all the parts of something. I actually did that the other day with celery, because we had a bunch of celery leaves left over.
Yeah, it's perfect.
And I was like, wait, I think these are edible. then I chopped them up and I ate some, and they are very bitter. So at first I was like, oh no, I think these are not the ones I'm supposed to eat. But you can eat celery leaves and they are really good added in salads. I think I got it confused with like rhubarb because like rhubarb, you can eat the stalk, but the leaves are like extremely toxic and you might die. So don't eat the rhubarb.
I love that you just went for it anyway. You're like, I'm not exactly sure. We'll see if I keel over.
I was chewing on the stuff and I was like, hold on, Google, tell me, what did I just do? So I love that. Just remember, Google first what you're thinking.
Is anybody growing anything in their gardens this year?
Yeah.
What you got?
I have cherry tomatoes growing and cilantro and basil. And I actually went to check on my garden yesterday and it had exploded, like doubled in size. Something about the like change to warmer weather all of a sudden, even just by like 5 degrees.
And all that beautiful rain recently. Yeah. It's lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything is so green right now. I mostly have weeds that I need to get rid of. And we're not able to like grow too many vegetables and things like that. Do you have problems with rabbits? Do you have a rabbit fence?
Oh, wow.
We have a raised bed garden, and so far the rabbits aren't our problem. It's the squirrels.
Okay.
But we don't have any little tomatoes popping out yet. So we will see if our cherry tomatoes are going to be affected. But we got a new raised bed garden this year. It's called a Vigo garden, and it has this really cool sprinkler system. So that your plants get really nicely watered. And should you choose to give them quite a bit more money, you can get this like little cage thingy above it. Cage is not the right word. Think of like a covered wagon, like the top part.
Yeah.
And so we don't have that, but I guess if we need to protect our, we have tomatoes and some herbs and we're trying butternut squash and eggplant.
Cool.
Which I don't remember ever growing. Whether that means we've just unsuccessfully tried in the past or never tried, I can't remember.
Yeah.
We'll see how that goes.
I don't have to deal with rabbits, but I have to deal with my toddler who thinks it's fun to go pluck off the teeny tiny unripe tomatoes.
Oh.
So, trying to like learn the lesson of patience. So I don't know if I'll actually have any tomatoes to enjoy.
Oh, sweet boy.
That's hard. It's a good way to learn that lesson. You know, things grow and you have to wait for the good stuff.
I have some habanero plants at home, and they are like very little at the beginning, but by the end of the summer, they are like, I don't know, like bombing habanero. So we freeze them for the whole season. And we also have this this herb, this ancient Mexican herb. It's called papalo. It's like a leaf, but it's very bitter, but it's very special. It's like cilantro, but bitter. But it's like an ancient Mexican thing, and it's very traditional. Not everybody likes it because it's very bitter, but my dad loves it, so we have some plants of it too.
Where do you find the seeds, or do you find the plants somewhere that you can buy?
I don't know. We bought the seeds, and from then, 1 year, like, I don't know, like 5 years ago, and from there, we grew up the plants and collect the seeds for the next year.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
What do you use it in when you cook?
Actually, you eat it raw. Like when you say, I don't know, like a cheese taco, for example, you put salmon there.
Do you remember, throwing back to the barbecue episode, when you brought peppers for everybody to eat raw because barbecue isn't spicy enough?
Yeah, I know. But the peppers, they weren't spicy. That was disappointing. Yeah.
Yeah. Imelda, we still need to get your mom on the podcast.
I know. I'm going
to
bring her.
Because I want to hear about all of the places she's taken a pepper in her purse too.
I know. I know, right?
She's like Mexican Beyonce with that hot sauce in her bag.
Kentucky Fried Chicken for sure.
Well, guys, I have missed you so much and I have missed this. And I look forward to doing this every week with you guys again.
Yep.
Me too.
All right. And that's all the time we have for Eat Drink DFW this week. Thank you all for joining. And I hope we've made you hungry for more. We also want to hear from you. So share your food thoughts, favorite restaurants, or tasty recipes with us at eatdrink@dallasnews.com. The show is produced by Billy Kidd. To catch up on every episode of this show and hear more from our newsroom, just follow the Dallas Morning News wherever you get your podcasts. And if you like what you hear, please rate the show and give us a good review. Find links to everything we do at dallasnews.com/listen. You'll also find a special membership offer there just for listeners. For the news, I'm Erin Bookie. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Eat, Drink, DFW from the Dallas Morning News is made possible by Central Market.